Here they are again, Harry and Thelma Duff, Gerald and Phyllis Loder, next door friends and neighbors.
Come on up to where the flavor is, to Paul Revere country, where life is lusty and the taste is for toasted. Paul Revere toasted. Paul Revere toasted cigarettes are rich in flavor, big on taste. Paul Revere toasted, the pride of tobacco.
Old Mutual doing in telecommunications, in shipbuilding, in breakfast food?
They're just some of the many industries in which the Old Mutual invests its policy owners' funds to earn profits for them.
When it comes to putting profit into your future through skilled investment, there's nothing like a financial plan from the Old Mutual.
Been run off my feet today, Tom.
Oh, kept you busy, did they?
You'll say they did. Managing director came round inspecting the factory.
Oh, he had you walking around with him?
No, he had me running round, keeping out of his way. Oh, my feet, they're all swole up like baseball gloves.
Oh, they're not swole, Harry.
They are. They're my feet, I should know.
But it's not swole. There's an E-N on the end.
Oh, swollen then. Whatever they are, it's nice to get them up. Bit of peace and quiet. That's what I need.
Oh,
blimey.
Yes, it is. What's up?
Oh, it's Gerald Dobber. He's gone berserk.
Caught up with him at last, has it?
What do you mean, berserk?
Well, he's shouting and carrying on something awful. I can't control him.
Well, I warned you about overdoing that cabbage water tonic, didn't I? Something I can snap sometime.
Oh, it's that, Dobber. It's the letter we've had from the landlord. Our rent's gone up again.
Oh, how much?
Another 25 pence a week.
You mean they're doubling it?
This is no laughing matter, Harry. Gerald says it's the last straw. He's tired of being a camel anyway. He says life in England is becoming intolerable and he's going to emigrate.
Emigrate? Don't be daft. Who'd have him?
Billy! Oh, there you are. I thought you'd gone upstairs to back.
Here, Gerald, you're not serious about this, are you?
Oh, yes, I am. There's no point in arguing. I've made up my mind. I am going to emigrate, and it's no use trying to stop me.
Who's trying to stop you?
Oh, I see. That's the way, is it? You want to get rid of me. You can't stand being overshadowed.
Oh, take him away and give him another glass of cabbage water, Phyllis.
You don't think I'm serious about this, do you?
Well, how can you be? Who'd pay your fare?
I'll sell all my possessions.
Yeah, that'd get you as far as Liverpool.
The country of my adoption will pay the rest. I have no doubt that as soon as the word gets round the dominions that I intend to emigrate...
They'll all leave the Commonwealth.
Let me tell you, Thelma, they'll all be queuing up to get the first refusal. A man of my culture would be an asset to any country.
Oh, blimey, his head swole worse than my feet.
Oh. Well, perhaps if I took in a bit of washing to pay the extra 25 pence a week, Gerald...
Phyllis, I'm ashamed of you. Do you think I would allow my wife to take in washing?
Well, you allowed me to go out cleaning cars on Saturday mornings last year.
Well, that was different. That was good, healthy exercise in the open air. Besides, you've got good money.
Got chilblains, too.
Now, look, Jerry, mate, let's be sensible about this. I don't want to belittle you in any way, but other countries, well, they're looking for young, intelligent people, not stupid old ones.
Age has got nothing to do with it. It's brains they're after.
Yeah, well, the same argument applies.
Oh, very ha-ha-ha.
Leave it, Gerald. This is the place. People who want to emigrate are daft.
Oh, yes? Well, what about when you were talking about it, 10 years after the war, when those two men in red caps came looking for you?
Oh, them. Yeah, but they had the wrong address.
Then why did you spend the next 3 days in the water tank up in the loft?
Yeah, well, I was looking for a leak.
You were not? You had a mattress up there and 6 months' supply of tinned food.
No, no, pure misunderstanding on technical point. I wasn't a deserter. I had a fine record, as my discharge papers will prove.
Where are they?
Well, I flogged them. That's the technical point I was talking about. Anyway, that's past history, which is neither here nor there.
Yeah. Where are you thinking of going, Gerald?
Yes, Gerald, I'd like to know too, so I can decide which clothes to take with me.
Well, I'd take them both if I were you.
Actually, it's immaterial to me where I go, so long as it's somewhere where they don't keep putting the rent up. Where's that old atlas of yours, Thelma?
Ah, somewhere on the sideboard. Harriet's
out looking
for Pung Cheng Kwong and
Thuan
Bung Thuong in Korea.
Yeah, nearly drove me dilly. I hope the next war's a bit easier to follow.
Now, here you are for this. You can choose our future home.
Ooh.
There you are. The world. Close your eyes and stick this pin in. Wherever it falls, there we'll settle.
Oh, all right, Gerald. But I hope it's somewhere nice. Right. Round and round and round I go.
Oh, blimey. What sort of a living do you expect to make up in Buffinland?
Well, it's only 300 miles inside the Arctic Circle, and the Eskimos seem to be doing all right. You never see one of them without a fur coat, do you?
You know, you would last 2 days in that climate, Gerald. I remember you last winter. 3 waistcoats, 2 overcoats, and a pair of galoshes.
Oh, well, you must admit it was cold, though, Thelma.
Yeah, maybe. But that was when he was wearing in bed.
Here. Is that a letter for me? You didn't tell me, Thel.
Well, I haven't had much chance, have I?
Well, you never know with letters. There's always a chance of importance. One thing's certain, though. They can't put my rent up because it's my own place.
Yeah.
Well, of all the perishing sorts, they're bloodsuckers, that's what they are. Flaming bloodsuckers.
Yeah, what's up, Harry?
Now, look at this. They've been and gone and done it again. They've put me right up. No, I won't stand for it. Don't let them think they can keep me here when they treat me like this. We're getting out of it, Thelma. Gerald, pass me that atlas and lend me your pin. Here we are. Australia House. Gateway to the Strand. Here, take a deco at your new flag up there.
Oh, it's very pretty. I wonder what those 6 stars represent. Gerald, what are the 6 Australian stars?
Well, there's Peter Finch, Dick Bentley, and Chips Rafferty. I don't know the other three.
Oh, well, I suppose we'll find out when we get there. It's nice, though, isn't it? The personal touch, I mean.
Yes, that's another good reason for leaving here. We could live in Wimbledon till we were 100 and never a mention of us in the Union Jack.
Oh, darling. Well, come on, then. Let's go in. We can't stand outside here forever. We'll be too old to travel soon.
Mm. Right, come on, follow me. I'll be the spokesman. Is that all right?
Yes, all right, Harry.
The emigration desk. Ask the bloke sitting there.
And try to give him a good impression, Harry. They don't want undesirables in their country, you know. Only people who'll make good Australians.
Yeah, well, you just leave it to me. Well, hiya, Digger. I've just heard from a heap of coke, an old cobber of mine, that this Aussie place is a fair dinkum for an old pommy like me. So if you'll fill me in, she'll be all right away, matey. Good on you, Bluey, and wacko Ned Kelly.
Are you taking the mickey?
Why, now, me old copper, me old beauty.
Oh, do you mind? Now, be quick. What can I do for
well,
you?
I want to... That is, we all want to go to Australia.
Why?
Well, because it's a dilly of a country and we can't wait to get out onto Bondi Beach.
That's right. Surf's up.
Gerald, do you mind?
We don't want layabouts, you know.
No, what he meant was, we can't wait to get our bush hats on and get digging.
Digging for what?
Well, what have you got? I mean, we just want to be diggers, that's all.
I see. We're more wild colonials, are we? I think we'd better fill up an application form first. Name?
Loader.
One at a time, if you don't mind. The senior first.
Lida.
Look, we'll have Luff first and Doda second.
No, mate, you've got it all wrong. No, it's Duff. Harold Duff, Blossom Avenue, Wimbledon.
Trade?
Trade what? Oh, yes. What do I do? Well, actually, I don't follow a trade. It's more of a profession, really.
Really? What are you, a doctor, lawyer, accountant?
Same sort of thing, but not quite. I'm a foreman at Glover Sanitary Brassware. So any time you need a new bath, going cheap, just a few chips in it, I'll be only too happy.
Thank you, most kind. Have you a sponsor?
No, I don't think we stock them. Baths we got, stinks we got.
No. I mean, is there anybody in Australia who can vouch for you, guarantee that you'd be desirable citizens?
Well, I don't know.
Really? What about that friend of yours who went out to Wagga Wagga?
Oh, yes, old Fred. Yes, you'll vouch for me. Good old Fred, one of the best, yes.
Clapper, that rings a bell. One moment, please. Yes, here we are. I thought I'd seen the name on these leaflets.
Leaflets?
Yes, there's quite a collection. The total reward money is about 30,000. Do you know anyone else?
No.
Have you tried Canada?
No.
Good. Well, if you turn left when you leave here, you'll have...
No, we want to go to Australia. You're not going to fob us off like this. We know our rights. We're solid, respectable, law-abiding citizens.
Yeah, that's right. Go on, Harry. Thump him.
Yeah, and besides, we don't know anybody in Canada.
In your case, that could be an advantage.
Listen, I've got a noisy tappet in my new Mazda rotary.
Mazda rotary doesn't have tappets, sir.
Well, it's camshaft, then, or rockers, valves, con rods.
Mazda rotary doesn't have any of those either, sir. Mazda rotary. Only three basic moving parts. No wonder we can guarantee the engine for 2 years or 40,000 kilometers.
Here's your problem, sir. Stone in your hubcap.
Every General R280 radial has 364 little safety studs between its treads. The studs are there to brace and stabilize the treads and help stop them fidget under stress. And the fact that we've reduced the fidget in our treads explains why the General R280 brakes so well, corners so well, and has the longest possible life. General R280 radials, the long living tires.
This is Canada House, Thelma. There's a sign up there in Spanish.
That isn't Spanish, Phyllis. It's French. Because you see, they speak two languages in Canada, French and Canadian.
Oh! And how will we know which one it is?
Oh, you'll be all right. Canadian sounds a bit like English.
Oh!
Actually, I have a smattering of the language myself, so I think I'd better be spokesman this time.
Oh, so you think you'll do better than I did, do you?
Yeah. Well, at least I won't finish up having a bout of fisticuffs and having to be frog-marched out by a couple of policemen. Most undignified that was.
Well, all right. If you think you can manage without me, you help yourself, mate. Go on, never bash.
Your violence will not be necessary. Just leave it to me. There it is, partner. All figures that Kennedy is the place for a critter like me. I'll set them bar traps up round about Moose Jaw, Sans Catchwan, up there in the backwoods in the frozen north. And I reckon I'm on trek into Yellowknife occasionally and chew backy with the Injuns. Yes, sirree.
Oh, you said a mouthful, bud.
Well, blimey, he said more than that.
What
What's he talking about, anyway?
Thelma, do you mind? I'm supposed to be the spokesman this time.
Well,
I'm the one that's
going to...
Will you let me introduce us? I'm going to talk
about Canada. Just a minute. What do you lot want?
We wish to emigrate to Canada.
Yeah, but you can't just come into Canada House and expect to be admitted into Canada just like that. Simply because you're wearing a Davy Crockett hat.
Obviously, this is news to you, but that's the way they dress out there. You're talking to a man who saw Rosemary and MacDonald of the Mounties 7 times.
Yes, that's all very well, but immigration into Canada calls for certain qualifications.
Well, you name them, I've got them. I'm a born lumberjack, for a start. I'll be unblocking those rivers and jumping about over those logs in my spike boots and wait till they see me nipping up and down them big trees. What? I'll be up and down like those hit-the-bell machines on the fairground.
Well, I must say, you don't look the type to me.
Well, obviously, you're no judge. Call out the High Commissioner. Let's talk to someone who knows more about it. He'll be able to tell at a glance that I'm the right man for the frozen north.
Well, supposing we take a few details.
There you are, you see, we're in.
I think I've got your name. Nanook.
The name is Loader. Gerald Loader.
Occupation?
Third Assistant Personnel Manager.
In what?
Sanitary brassware.
I can believe it. Here, do you have any funds?
Pension and medical.
No, I mean personal funds.
Oh, well, Phyllis has got £14 in the post office.
Oh. Look, I've got an idea.
Yes?
Have you tried Australia?
Yes.
South Africa?
No.
Oh, good day.
So, there we are, my old springbok. I think I'd make a good voor trekker. Up on the old sorry moray, round the old sugar bush there, sailing down the Rand, in the outback, on the top of Table Mountain, and 3 cheers for Eve Boswell.
Listen, have you tried Australia?
Yes.
Canada?
Yes.
India?
No, thanking you very much, man. No. We're getting plenty problems of our own, you know? No, man, please be trying somewhere else.
In Japan, a man walk. So shall it answer? No.
Please, you've got to help us. You've got to.
I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah, but we've tried everywhere, even North Korea and South Korea, and that little bit in between. You must help us.
I'm awfully sorry. We don't take immigrants in Baffin Land. Have a penguin.
No, thank you.
Have you tried Egypt?
No, thank you.
That's a fine how-do. They've tried 83 countries and none of them will have us.
Oh, there's always Wales.
Oh, Phyllis, Wales isn't a foreign country.
Oh, but they talk funny there, though. Particularly in Fanhaapulkinwich, Gogerichwin, Gogbil, Gatasilio, Gogogoch.
Yeah, but it's not foreign, is it? You don't have to ask anyone if you can go there. You just go.
Oh, well, I think we ought to forget emigrating and just stay here. Jewel spent more than a year's increase in the rent on bus fares already.
Mm. Oh, it's the principle of the thing that makes me mad. Why shouldn't we be allowed to go where we want?
Mm.
I should have thought that some of those countries could have done with a good strike leader like Harry.
Yes, and an experienced off-white collar worker like Gerald.
Yeah. Maybe we shouldn't have left it to them so much. Maybe they'd have listened to us better than to Harry and Gerald.
Maybe, Thelma. It wouldn't do any good going back now.
No, but there's another way of going about it.
Oh, what way is that?
The Pankhurst way. Get those car chains out of the garage, Phyllis, and follow me. Freedom of travel! We demand!
my, madam. You're making more noise than the traffic. Kindly shut a little bit quieter.
Well, it's a free country, isn't it?
Yes. That's why we've chained ourselves to the railings.
Well, it's time you unchained yourselves and moved along. You're blocking up the pavement.
Well, we refused to go until we've seen the Prime Minister.
How is it? Well, it's a pity you weren't here 10 minutes earlier, madam. You'd have seen him driving off on his way to Cowes to do a better yachting.
Oh! Well, I do think he might have waited.
Now, what's this all about, anyway?
Well, you see, we want to leave the country.
You mean there's someone stopping you?
Now, that's enough from you, big head.
Now, now, madam, let's not be truculent. Why don't you pack up quietly and go home?
Yeah, you don't boil your head.
What's that?
Down with the fuzz! Keep the streets free from robbers!
Yeah, yeah!
Well, all right, if that's the way you two ladies want it, I'm going to run you in for causing a public disturbance and hindering a guardian of the law in the course of his duty. Now, come along with me.
Come on, Phyllis, stomp him.
Oh, I think you'd better do that,
don't
you? You're stronger than I am.
Yeah, well, let's both pump him.
All right.
I
Bit of all right, this, eh, Jerry?
Very nice, very comfortable, very peaceful.
Fancy another beer?
Oh, no, no. Phyllis doesn't like me coming home when... Ooh, she isn't there, though, is she? Yes, Harry, thank you. I don't mind if I do have another beer.
Oh, that's all right. Plenty more where that came from. I've never known it so quiet since Thelma and Phyllis got put inside.
Do you think they're all right?
Yes, of course they are. Prisons aren't prisons anymore, you know. More like luxury hotels. Not what they're like in my day. I mean, not what they must have been like a few years back. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's all right then, isn't it? So long as they're happy.
Mind you, it's a pity they got 7 days without the option, isn't it? I mean, if they'd been fine, well, we'd have been down there on the turn, bailing them out, wouldn't
we? On the turn, yes. How much longer have they got to go?
4 days.
Really? Oh, I mean, really, it's a bit much.
Yeah, it is. That beer's not too warm.
No, just right.
Good.
We'll miss English beer when we go and live somewhere else, Harry.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking. Lot to be said for staying on your own cabbage patch, I reckon.
You're right, Harry. Life can be very pleasant here. Not much point in leaving it, is it, really?
No. Especially when you don't have to. Well, answer to anybody.
I always did fancy the idea of separate holidays, you know. There's a lot to be said for them.
Come to think of it, you know, Thel and Phyllis are probably having the time of their lives. Pictures every night, telly in the cells, no meals to cook. I don't suppose they even give a thought to how we're getting on.
No, women can be very selfish sometimes.
Yeah. So we'll scrub the idea of emigrating, shall we?
I think so, Harry. I mean, lovers probably wouldn't like it anyway.
No, that's true. I never thought of that. Oh, well. I think I'll have a kip. Wake me up before opening time, will you?
If I'm awake myself, Harry.
All right.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Thel, how did you get out? You're supposed to have 4 more days to go.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. It wasn't for good conduct.
No. They said we were the worst prisoners they've ever had.
That's right.
All the other women there sent in a petition asking for us to be set free.
Yeah. We showed them, didn't we, Phil?
Oh, yes.
That Emily Pankhurst certainly had something. Hurry! Get out of that chair!
Yes, sit down, my love, sit down. Have a beer. Have another cushion. Now, just wait a minute, and I'll fetch your slippers.
Gerald!
Yes, Phyllis.
Shut up.
And get up! I want to sit down, too.
Oh, of course you do. Yeah, dear.
That's right. Now, Phyllis and I have had a bit of a think.
In clink.
Exactly.
A very good place for letting the mind wander at will, so they tell me.
I told you to be quiet, Gerald.
Oh, yes, so you did. Sorry, Phyllis.
Things are going to change around here in the future. Phyllis and I are going to have a lot more say.
Yeah, yeah.
yes, and when we get to Australia...
Australia? We aren't going there.
No, who says we aren't?
Gerald and me, we sort of decided...
Well, you can sort of undecide, because Phyllis and I have decided that we are.
But we can't get in. I mean, you heard what that bloke at Australia House said.
And we've got to have jobs to go, too. We can't stay there otherwise.
How things have happened since you were told that, Gerald. Haven't they, Phyllis?
Listen, weren't they fun?
Yeah.
Hey. Things like what? Now, come on, fellas. It's like waiting for the sort of camel fleas to drop. Come on.
Well, there was the first day, see, when we started a riot for better grub.
Phyllis, you didn't.
Oh, we did. Have you ever tried rattling a tin mug against the bars, Gerald? Oh, it makes a lovely noise.
Yeah. Then there was the second day when we set fire to the laundry.
Oh, blimey.
It made a beautiful place.
Yeah, and then there was yesterday.
You mean there was something else?
Well, yes. Yesterday was the day we held the governor hostage until he promised to put in colour television.
Oh, no. And after all this, they let you out. You should have been put away for 20 years.
Oh no, we've only been allowed out to collect you two. The van's waiting outside for us all.
But just now you said that you were emigrating to Australia.
Well, no, it's not exactly emigrating. It's Botany Bay all over again. We're being deported.
Ransom Select, multi-filter mild. So smooth, so mild, so satisfying. Ransom Select, a blend of selected Virginia tobaccos plus the exclusive multi-filter, a unique flavor balance. Ransom Select, the world's first multi-filter king-size cigarette.
This way, sir. There, sir, your new car. In here? Sir, we told you the safe way to buy your new car was through Stanek, the Standard Bank National Industrial Credit Corporation, didn't we?
Buy your next car through the safe Stanek Hire Purchase Plan. All the benefits of a cash purchase. Ask any Standard Bank office for full details.
That was The Emigrants, with Valerie Miller Brown, Jim Williams, Gillian Lumberg, and David Horner as the Duffs and Loners, crossing swords with Frank Graham and Tom Meehan, who also produced the show. Direction was by Brian Squires. Join Springbok Radio next Monday at 9:30 for another look over the garden fence at our friends and neighbors.